Thanks so much for joining us here today. So if you can tell us a little bit about the Perth Night Market that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so the Perth Night Market is happening on Saturday, September 14th. And so what we do is we shut down the downtown core and we open it up to become this space where we have like artisans and makers and crafters and bakers, all the sorts that come down, and we have more than 100 vendors come downtown, and our businesses are also open late, and we have a food truck area and entertainment, and it happens from 5 until 10. And it's just this magical night, honestly, that just, we have people come from locally and regionally and throughout Ottawa and Kingston to come and descend on downtown Perth just for a great night wrapping up a busy, busy summer season.
That's so fun. How many years has this been going on for?
So this actually started during the height of COVID. So the Perth tourism team wanted to find a way to be able to bring people to downtown Perth in a safe way. And so they wanted to support the local business economy. And so they came up with this idea. And within a 6-week period, they turned it around and created this unforgettable place. And they thought it was just going to be this one-time thing. And it happened since 2021. And then we've been doing it every year since.
That's so fun. Such a great thing to kind of introduce fall, and nice that the local businesses stay open a little bit later as well. So who all is putting on this event?
So with this event is a Perth Tourism Initiative, but we do work closely with all of our downtown local businesses to say, tell us what you're doing so we can help promote that as well. And then actually last year, we just started to do outreach and say, if any businesses want to do sponsorship. So this year, Nevis Estate has been amazing and they've hopped on and said, yeah, we want to sponsor it and support it. And so we're really appreciative of that because it helps us to do these things, right? We want to make it a great venue and a great space and have the funds to do so. So they're part of a big partner this year as well.
That's so fun. What about parking? Is there anything special people need to know about parking?
Yeah, so they do need to know about parking. I printed off my big list. But essentially, parking, it's going to be packed because we are closing the downtown core. But we do have parking, at the Crystal Palace, at the Tay Basin. But the Wilson Street parking, for instance, is shut off. So what we're really encouraging people to do is we have a free shuttle service. And so it's running from 2 until 10:30. And it's, go park at Algonquin College Perth campus, at Last Dual Park, at Giant Tiger, and then the bus just runs all night and they drop you off just on Drummond Street beside the library. So you walk up a half block and you're right there at the event.
Excellent. So super accessible for everybody.
Absolutely.
Where can people find more information if they're looking to kind of pre-plan their night out on the town in Perth?
Yeah. So we have it all posted to our website at perth.ca/nightmarket. And we have our entertainment schedule up there so people can see what we've offered, as well as the list of vendors and the businesses that are open and the other kind of entertainment and food vendors. So that's where they can go. We also have a Facebook event so people can get live updates throughout that as well.
Excellent. And one more question, Kathy, just so people can be prepared in advance, is I'm assuming debit is acceptable for payment.
Yeah, so it's a free event to come into, which is amazing. And then actually on every vendor listing that we have, we outline whether they take cash, credit, debit. And then we also have our downtown bank. So if they need to just hop into a bank and get some cash out at the ATM, they can. But we actually make it really simple and really clear in terms of what vendor will actually, what kind of transactions that they offer.
Okay, excellent. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention that we didn't hit?
I think other than just like big hats off to the Perth Tourism team. I came into this last year for the first time and it's just a well-oiled machine. They've got it going on. And so it's really something that we're proud to bring and really excited to just welcome people to the downtown core on Saturday, September 14th.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you the best of weather this weekend. It looks like it's a really great forecast so far. So yes. Hopefully you guys have a great success.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome.